Blog Talk Radio.
Do you ever stop and look back over your life and think about how good God has been to you? Think about how far he brought you and how he has kept you while danger was all around you. Have you ever been sick down on your bed and think about how God came in and moved your aches and pains? I'm sure somebody out there can agree with me today when I look to heaven and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. The reason I want to thank you, Jesus, Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been good. You watched
over me
all night long.
All night.
Imagine. And truly,
I'm with the gentleman that was singing a song. Lord, you've been so good. And you know, it's so many of us can tell God, Lord, I know you spared my life. It's so many of us that's been at the brink of death. And in our mind, this is it. I am dying. Little do we know that God says, it's not your time yet. But sometimes we have to suffer before we open our mouth and call on the Master. Sometimes we have to go through things, even sometimes on our deathbed, before we humble ourselves and call on the Master. Oh, my God, my God. He is a good God. He is a merciful God. Oh, glory be to God. I do honor God, for this is my testimony today. He is a merciful God, and I love that song because we get so high and mighty. God bless us so much that we forget to say thank you. We forget, and we don't want to realize or recognize, no matter what we have, how much we have, and how we think we got it, we have nothing if God don't give it to us. Glory be to God. How often do we take time and look back over our lives and actually see where God has brought us from? Glory be to God. He brought us from a mighty long way. He brought us from childbirth up until today. He woke us up this morning, blessed us, gave us breath in our body, and started us on our day's journey. Glory be to God. That's why it hurts my heart and it bothers me when I see people who don't want to recognize or acknowledge God, to have the audacity to come up against the Almighty God. And while they are doing that and God allowing them to continue to live, they don't know how blessed they are. He is a merciful God today, brothers and sisters. He is a loving God. Glory be to God. And we should spend every day of our life worshiping, praising, and loving on him. We should spend that day, even when we work, we should constantly have God in our mind to thank him as we go through our daily journey. Glory be to God. Listen, church, let me show you how merciful God is. I went to Walmart today, and I bought some two 18 things of eggs, dozen and a half, I guess you would call them. And when I got to the register, I wondered what this odor is, but you know what? God has seen worked out when we don't even know it. So I'm like, I don't know why they need to clean up around here. And I didn't know what I was smelling. I knew it smelled awful. So in the process, I said, I got to get $20 because I got to give it to the women ministry, as I do every month. So I got the $20, glory be to God, and I left it in the machine. Went over to Dollar Tree, and it came to me then. I had left my money, so I went back to Walmart, and I told the lady that worked down on that end where the self-checkout was, I say, I just left here. I say, and I got $20, and I forgot to get it. She said, well, how long has it been? I said, long enough for me to go next door to our Dollar Tree and remember and come back in here. So it hasn't been very long. So they had to go through the process of the security system. So they looked at the video, and they saw it was nobody in the store, which was a good thing, would have cost their job. But she said it was a customer, so We can't give you the money back. There's nothing we can do. But let me show you what God did for me. I came back home, and I took all the grocery out the car, and I went to put the eggs in the little egg tray that we have, and I opened that second thing of eggs, and they were all rotten. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now I got to go back to Walmart. So, okay, on my way to Walmart, so you never know why God have you doing things. I found myself praising and thanking God, and I said, well, Lord, I don't know why, but, Lord, I thank you. You're so good to me. Went back to Walmart to bring those eggs back and get some fresh eggs. So I went to the back and came back, and the lady came up there. She says, this is the woman that left her money. She said, do you have that $20? She said, a lady came in and said she found it on the street. She did not find it on the street. I think God just made her feel guilty, and she turned around and brought the money back. She said, this is the only person been in this store today that has left money in self-checkout. Praises be to God. And they gave me my $20 back. I said, now look at Jesus. If I had been hard-headed about carrying them eggs back, I probably would not have gotten it after that. But see, God already, when I look back on that situation, God already has a plan for me to get my money back. That is the God that we serve. Glory be to God. I said, well, Lord, I thank you. I said, it's not money for me, but it's money for the church. And I just thank God. And when he played that song, I thought about my testimony today. Lord, you've been so good to me. And we think that might be something little, doesn't even have a meaning to it, and it's not even worth the bother. But any blessing that God gives you, glory be to God. Anything good that happened in your life, it came from God. It did not come from you because you did nothing to earn it. But it came from God because you're trying to live for him. And let me show you how the blessing started. I sit up Saturday, and I was getting my ties together. And God told me to just check my tithe. So I pulled up the calculator, and I checked what my tithe should be. And my tithe, I had been paying $45 less than it should have been. Oh, my God. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I didn't know, but I'll get it right now. So I fixed my tithe, and I took my tithe what they should be correctly to the church. And when you do what God says do, don't you know you are rewarded? Don't you know you are blessed by simply doing what God has you to do? See, oftentimes we don't receive of God because we're so hard-hearted we don't even believe. We don't do right by God because we don't recognize that it is God and not us. We don't do right by God because we don't recognize it is God who has control of our final destination. We don't. While we are cutting up and got the nerve to rear up against the Almighty God, we should be thanking God for his grace and his mercy, because he could do like he did in the days of old, during the time of Moses, during the time of Jeremiah, Joshua, all of those people. He could kill you because of your disobedience. He could kill you for your lies, for the way you talk, for the way we turn against the Almighty God. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. He is our beginning. He was there before us. He knew us even years before we was even brought to this earth. And he already know our end, and he has that set time to take us from the face of this earth. Instead of being hard-hearted, instead of letting Satan take control of our thoughts, our mind, and our heart, we should humble ourselves, read the word of God, pray to God, and ask God to change us. Because, brothers and sisters, if we don't do it while the blood is running warm in our veins, I'm here to tell you today that you will never do it. Because once life leaves this body, you are here no more. And once you are dead, it's too late. Oh, my God, brothers and sisters, it is too late. If you don't repent of your sin and turn from your wicked ways, even though some people will say, well, I don't know how, I need help. Don't you know he's a God that will help you through? There is nothing that you can and can't fix. No matter how hard-hearted that you may be, if you just humble yourself and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Father God, I repent. Lord, forgive me for the things that I have done. And because you are hard-headed, that doesn't mean that God is hard-hearted. He is a merciful God. He is a loving God, brothers and sisters, and he loves you. Glory be to God. He loves you so much, even in your wrongdoing, even when you let Satan talk to you and turn you against the Almighty God, the God that made everything, the God that made Satan himself, and the God that's going to destroy him. So don't let him get you to walk in evil against the will of God. For God is our keeper. He's our everything. And we have the nerve to wrap up on the one that can take us off the face of this earth, and not only take us off the face of this earth, but send us to hell to burn eternally. And then it would be too late. Glory be to God. Let me get to my message. I just had to get that out. It's in my spirit. And when something like that is in my spirit, God wants me to give it to you. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And right now, my soul, hallelujah, is feeling bad right now. Right now, I just want to break down and cry for God's people, the ones that want to turn them back and don't love him. The one that don't know him by the pardon of their sins. Oh, glory be to God. We don't know what we're doing. We think we know what we're doing, brothers and sisters, but we don't know what we're doing when we come up against God. We just don't know. And look at the love he has for us. He's leaving us here. Just think about Ananias and Sapphira. Glory be to God. Lied to the man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I sold it for this much. Peter, being full of the Holy Ghost, knew they was lying. And one by one, glory be to God, God took them off the face of the earth simply for lying. Sin is sin in God's eyesight, and he does not appreciate it in any shape, form, or fashion, be it by word or by deed. God is not satisfied with you Hey, glory. And I tell you something, brother, sister, and I know there are some on this phone that hear this that is guilty of what I'm saying. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because God have me speaking it. He know you. He know you by the fighting of your sins. Get yourself together. Humble down to the Almighty God and ask his forgiveness and trust and live for him. Seek ye the Holy Ghost so that you may live eternally. Because the way we are now, we won't live. We won't make it. We won't make it into God's kingdom. We won't make it into heaven to live forever. Right now, we so hard-hearted and so evil that we let Satan control us. Think about it, brother and sister. Think about your soul. I'm not talking about this old body that's going to turn back to dust, but the spirit man that came from God. Think about that spirit man bearing eternally torture in a fire that will burn forever with fire and brimstone. And it's too late to say, forgive me. Glory be to God. Right now, while the blood is running warm in your veins, brothers and sisters, I tell you right now, you better get yourself right to get to know Jesus. Oh, yeah, but because he's not a God to play with. He is not a God to play with. And I certainly hope whosoever God is sending this word out to, I certainly hope you hear it, you believe it, you get in your Bible and change your ways. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. He's merciful, church. He's merciful. Brothers and sisters, we serve a merciful and a loving God. And let me tell you something. I know of all the things that I've said, but let me tell you something. If he was not a merciful God, you wouldn't be on the face of this earth right now. But he loves you so much. He's giving you a chance. Let us take that chance. Let us humble ourselves before the mighty hands of God. Let us fall down on our knees and open up our hearts, our minds, and our souls to him and ask his forgiveness for our ways. Ask him to change us. Hallelujah. So that we will be just like him. Give him a chance so that you will receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus said he would send you back a comforter, but you cannot and you will not receive if you don't open up your heart, your mind to him, your soul to him. God is not trying to hurt anybody. God wants all of us to live eternally. We're not talking about living on this earth. This is just a temporary stopping place. And God wants us to be with him eternally. And in order to be with him eternally, brothers and sisters, we better get ourselves saved. We better get right with God. Glory be to God. And I thank God for each and every one of you because you are children of God. As long as the blood is running warm in your body, as long as there's breath, you have a chance. But when the breath is gone, glory be to God. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I tell you the truth. My heart cry out for you. Cry out for the one to have the nerve to come up against the Almighty God. You don't want to box with God. You don't want to battle with God. You can't win. You can't win. You don't want to die and go to hell. Get yourself right. And stop acting like you're going to live forever in the state of mind you're in, for you will not. Glory be to God. Brothers and sisters, you better remember that God died for you. Jesus died for you. He hung blood and died for you. Recognize that. Who Jesus is? Jesus is God. He is God. He is the Word from God. He's the Spirit of God that was planted in the Virgin Mary. And calls himself the Son of God. He is God. Jesus said, me and my Father is one. Don't you know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is one? Glory be to God. I sat up and I worked on a message, but God said, tell the people, speak to the people about the way they are, the way they are acting, the things they are doing, and the things they are saying against us. God is not pleased with it. Glory be to God. That's why I live like I live. I got to live for the Master, so that I can be with him one day. That he want me to tell you to stop your foolishness. You don't want God to get tired of you. And he is long-suffering. Long-suffering, brothers and sisters. God is a long-suffering God. Out of all the things that we do, no matter how displeased he is with us, he loves us so much. He's standing there giving us a chance with outstretched arms. Glory be to God. And yet, come up against. And he shows so much mercy for us. He shows so much mercy for us and our ways that's not pleasing to him. You think about it. When some of the congregation of Moses began to talk against Moses, and it upset God. Let me tell you what he did, brothers and sisters. He opened up the ground and 7,000 people went down, and he closed the earth back up. That's the kind of God that we serve. He is merciful. We serve a merciful God. Let us get ourselves together. Together. Brothers and sisters, you can't go to God and say, God, I didn't know. Oh, yes, you know. You hear this every week. You got your Bible. Glory be to God. And you are in your right mind where you can say, our Father, which art in heaven. That prayer covers absolutely everything. Give us this day our daily bread. Come on now. Brothers and sisters, God has prepared day by day your life. And you still have the nerve to try to come up against. Glory, hallelujah. Loves you, brothers and sisters, and he wants you to get it right. before it's too late. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. See, it can be too late. You can be in a car accident and die instantly. And you won't have time to say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. So do it while you have a chance to do it. While you can open your mouth and speak the word. While you can say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. While you can say, Lord, I want to do it. But Satan won't let me, Lord, I need your help. Don't you think he won't help you? He helped you because he loves you, and he's happy to see you want to come back to him. Glory be to God. It's time for us to get right with God. We need to stop all this playing and joking and jiving around, praising God 1 second and cutting up the next one. Don't you think God don't see you? You can't hide behind nothing and God can't see you. And don't you think he can't hear you? Not only can he hear you, he know your soul. Even before they come to you. He knows all things. He knows all things. And once we realize, I don't care how rough a time we have, once we begin to serve God and give God our time, God didn't say don't talk to nobody or don't go out, you know, to reasonable places. No, God is not telling you to go to no lounge, but you can get together with brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus and have just as good a time. But we've got to the point that we have been wrong for so long. We have been living for Satan for so long, we don't know how to come up out of it. Glory be to God. If you would just, hallelujah, give your heart to God. If you would just break down and tell God about it, he already knows, but he wants you to tell him about it. Tell God you're tired of living this way, that you try to stop, but you just can't. He'll do it for you. He will do it because he loves you. No matter what you do, brothers and sisters, he'll take your sin and fall in the sea of forgiveness once you repent of them. And live for him. We have to live for God. Glory be to God. I sit down today and I thought I had a message for you. But the message I had was not my message. The message I'm giving is God's message. God just wants you all to understand that you have a choice right now. Between heaven and hell. You have a choice right now to change your way and get to know him. You got that choice right now. Serve him while it is day. Wait for him while it is day. Because when night comes, in other words, when death comes, no man can work. See, all this so-called fun that we having right now, you won't have it when Jesus comes back. if you're not seeking him in any shape, form, or fashion, if you're not seeking salvation in any way, you won't have that fun when he comes back. Because, brothers and sisters, though he's long-suffering and he take all this stuff that we do, when he comes back for us, when he comes back to destroy this earth, destroy Satan and all of his angels, and put them all in hell, he's not coming back playing. He's not going to play. He's not coming back to play. He's coming back to destroy Satan and everything that belongs to him. Brothers and sisters, don't be one of those things that belongs to him. Don't be one of them angels. Be God's angel. Seek eternal life. Satan can give you a lot of things in this world, in this earth. A lot of things that to you look good, sound good, feel good, and all that stuff. But don't you know God can give you better? He can give you far more better than Satan can give you. And let me tell you something. Not only that, but he can give you eternal life that Satan cannot give you. He cannot give you eternal life. That comes from God and God only. Glory be to God. And see, that's what we should be seeking during our time on this earth. We should be seeking eternal life. Glory be to God. And listen, and I'm going to read this to you because I want you to understand what God has for the ones that love him. Our Bible tells us, ears have not heard, eyes have not seen, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has in store for them that love him. But he showed it, he gave it to his people. He broke it down to us because he loved us, and he wants you to know, brothers and sisters, what he has in store for you if you receive eternal life. That is the life in God's kingdom. John said in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, he said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Glory be to God. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life. That was the tree, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That Adam and Eve should never have touched. Which bear 12 manners of fruit and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, once you receive eternal life, once you live with God, you will not die anymore. God has already prepared everything that you will live happy, joyously with him. Holy, clean, saved, sanctified. Glory be to God. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And see, you don't have to worry about dying anymore of sickness. But he said, the leaves of the tree is for the healing of the nation. Glory be to God. He said, there should be no more curse. See, Satan got curses on people, and they don't even know. They do say, and they think that everything is all right. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you it's not all right in the sight of God. Hey, glory. Glory be to God. He said, and there should be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Don't you know it would be an honor to serve God? It will be an honor to worship him and see his face in peace. It would be an honor and a privilege just to bow down before him. Glory be to God. We need to know what we call ourselves doing and what he has for us. We need to know that. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Come on now, brothers and sisters, I want you to hear it. Turn from your ways and get to serve God and seek this new heaven and new earth that he has for you. Because you will not live on this earth forever, because it will not be forever. And this old body we're in, it is not meant to last forever. So let us get it right while the blood is running warm in our veins. Glory be to God. And he said unto me, these saying are faithful and true. See, anything come out of God's mouth is faithful and true. He said, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the thing which must shortly be done. He said, behold, this is Jesus speaking, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the saying of the prophet of this book. God is warning us, and he's telling us what it takes to enter into heaven. He's showing us how we will live being with him. Why satisfy ourselves for temporary when we can satisfy ourselves eternally? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. See, that's something we have to look forward to, being with God, looking forward to that new Jerusalem, looking forward to that no more diet, no more heartache and pain, no more sickness. No more being mistreated by anyone. Think about it. No more. For everything with God, with the Son Jesus, is going to be happy and holy and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. God wants us to know that. Then he said, over in the same chapter on the 11th verse, he said, and he that is unjust, oh, the one with the bad mouth, the ugly mouth, the things they say about God, the things they try to come up against the people of God with, he said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Glory be to God. You're a child of the devil, you continue to be. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Glory be to God. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Then he said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Give every man according as his work shall be. If you spend all your time fighting against the Almighty God, fighting against the prophets of God, the preachers of God, the children of God that is living for him and telling you right from wrong. Glory be to God. Continue to be unjust. He said, for I come quickly and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Then he said, I am Alpha, the beginning, and Omega, the end. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. So he repeated himself because he wanted you to know that there was nothing before him and there will be nothing after him. Glory be to God. He will stand forever and ever and ever and ever. There is no end to God. And there will be no end to his kingdom. Then he said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, enter in through the gate into the city. Glory be to God. Now look what he said about the unsaved. For without our dogs, sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, idolaters, and whatsoever loveth and maketh a lie. And Jesus said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him come that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Athirst. Seeking the Holy Ghost. Want to be saved. Want to be with God. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, do you see God got an open invitation there? He said, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. There is no charge. Glory be to God. God just wants your soul. And see, what we don't seem to understand is that God wants our souls so that we will live eternally and we don't have to put up with the junk and mess that go on this earth anymore. God wants you to live for him and be happy. Glory be to God. Then he said, and see, we've often take an ad from this book, did again that book and read it like he says, and if you read another version, compare it to this version, it's understandable that they use different words, and those words should have the same meaning that this King James has. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophet of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Glory be to God. That is the message that God has given out to his people. Glory be to God. Come, be ye separated, saith the Lord. Separate yourself from the world. Get in your Bible. Get on your knees. Tell God, I want to be with you eternally. Lord, clean me up. Show me what I need to do. Glory be to God. Send the hope. I'm not going to apologize for the message that was given. That was God's message, and never will I apologize for that. But I pray that each and every one heard this message. And I pray that each and every one take heed to this message, because he's not a God that plays. That he loved you. But he also tell you, I'm a jealous God. He don't want us to serve Satan. He wants us to serve him and him only. So, brother and sister, my closing. I'm going to say as God would say, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. That is what God wants you to do. Get yourself right. Get your life in order. And come unto God. Find your Bible-based church. And I thank God for everyone that be on this service on Wednesday night. Because I don't know about nobody else, but I'm going to tell you, I have fear of the Lord. And I'm going to live upright for him. I'm going to do what he says to. And I'm going to walk in his way. And I thank God for that. Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, and we ask you to forgive us our sins, Father God. Bless us to be what you have us to be. Teach us your ways, Father God. Bless us to go the way you would have us to go, Father God. In the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, strengthen us day by day. Father God, give us a mind and a heart for you, God, and you only, Lord. Bless us to right, walk upright before you, God. Bless us to be your children, God. In the name of Jesus, teach us, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, take this hard heart, Father God, and give us a fleshly heart, God. In the name of your son, Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask you to bless each and every one that came on tonight, Father God. Each and every one that heard your word on tonight, Father God. In the name of your son, Jesus, strengthen us. Bless us, God. As they travel day by day to and from work, Father God, strengthen them, Father God. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus that they'll be able to go and go home day by day with no hurt, harm, or danger. Glory be to God. Father God, wrap them up, Father God, in your love, God. Oh, glory be to God. That the ones that don't call on you, Father, begin to call and recognize you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, and bless the one, Father God. If they have a sickness, Father God, touch them right now in the name of your son, Jesus, and heal them, God. In the name of Jesus, if there's a financial problem, Father God, open the doors, Father God. Open the pockets, Father God, so that they will receive you. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, and we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your words that you sent on tonight, Father God. That you gave on tonight, Father God. I realize I'm nothing, Father God. Oh, but I'm a child of God. Father God, and whatever you say, do or say, Father God. I'm like Brother Isaiah. I'm prepared and willing and all able. Glory be to God. Send me, Lord, I'll come. Father God, and we ask you to bless our families, all the families of the people on this song, Father God. Bless them, God. Strengthen them. Oh, glory. Put more love in our hearts. Teach us how to love like you loved, Jesus. You loved us so much, Jesus, that when you were crucified, when they nailed you to the cross, you looked up and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. We just want to thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. Father God, and we thank you for all things, Lord. Father God, and we ask you to go in the hospital rooms and the nursing home, Father God. Father God, in the schools, Father God. And camp your angels round about the schools, Father God. Let nothing that's not like you, Father God, can get in or even get close to it. Father God, we know you're able. Glory be to God. Father God, and we thank you. Father God, and we ask you to bless each and every one at the sound of my voice today, Father God. Let your word just get into their spirit. Glory be to God, that they can't rest until they get to know you, God. Father God, and we thank you. This prayer and all prayers I ask of you, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. So at this time, brothers and sisters, I'm going to take a few minutes. I'm going to open up for anyone who has something they want to say, anything they want to ask, or even a testimony that they want to give. I take this time and I open up to you. And at this time, I thank God for each and every one of you. I just want to announce, be with us again on next Wednesday night. Same time, same channel. God always has a word for you. On Tuesday night, Brother Z got the hour. Same time, same channel. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. And at this time, I'm going to turn the service into the hands of Brother Dawg.
Yes, Sister Mary, how you doing?
I can barely hear you.
I'm barely talking. Got a couple of hands open if you want me to open these mics. I will. We got Emily open. We got Buffy. If you want me to open these mics.
Well, if you want, if you, you can open up the ones that I have their hands up. You can
all
open.
Right. I'm opening.
Okay.
They're open. Y'all mics open.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 beautiful. How are you doing?
Pretty good. First, I just want to say I want to give thanks to God for everything he's done. Also, that was a very powerful word that you gave, Sister Marion. Thirdly, I did start serving in my church this past Sunday. I was in there with the preschoolers. It was very good. At first, I didn't really know how it was going to go. I was a little nervous. You know, it's the first time I ever done it. But as soon as I got in there, it's like God just showed me what to do, you know. I have, like, this way with kids. Kids are just, like, attracted to me. And he just showed me. Without even having any training, you know, it was just like it just came natural, and I know that was nothing but the grace of God, and I'm just thankful that I'm able to do that. It's something that I've never done before, and it's just a blessing. So thank y'all for always supporting me and being here for me, and continue doing what y'all are doing. Y'all are in my prayers as always, and thank y'all so much.
Amen, and I tell you, I'm proud of you. I am so proud of you. But, you know, God can teach you exactly what you want them to, what he wants you to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you hang in there and you go ahead and teach them kids because I know they're going to learn something out of you, Miss Emily.
Yes, ma'am.
I have faith in you.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. And you know, whether anybody knows or not, you came from a mighty long way. And you know God brought you, and he's still carrying you. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, and you do good. Whoever hand was up with Emily, give me that person right now.
Amen. Amen. Hey, G.
Amen.
started trying to speak and started gagging at the same time. I just want to tell God, thank you for the word again. Thank the Lord for giving you what he gave. Sometimes we have intentions of going one way, and the Lord will turn it. He'll turn it around. And I was sitting there listening to you, and as I'm listening, I'm going to turn something around real quick, and I'm going to get out the way. She gave it to you, and I just hope they get it. The book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter, she gave you the 14th verse, says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have rights to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gate into the city. That's enough. And reading, I can say that's enough, because if you back up, you'll find out exactly why it's enough. And it's the 12th verse, he says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work should be. For I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. You see how God's telling you what he's going to do for you? See, this month he was just telling you a few minutes ago. He says, blessed are they that keep his commandments. And he says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward. So, see, if you keep his commandments, he's going to give you a reward, sisters and brothers. I truly, truly enjoyed that.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to receiving my reward one day. Well done.
Amen.
Thou good and faithful servant. I ask that you all continue to pray for these services, continue to pray for the ones that produces this here, Brother Dog. Pray for the one that's being the vessel that the Lord is using. That be myself, my auntie, Sister Marion, Bishop Thompson, when he come in. We want to thank God for my brother in Christ, Brother Eric, coming in yesterday and setting our soul on fire. When I was so stopped up, I had said we were going to cancel the service yesterday, but God said no. And I just want to tell him thank you. And I guarantee we thank you for that powerful word today. Amen.
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 Well, I just thank God for the word myself. It comes to me as well as to you. I thank God for the word on today. But I tell you, brother and sister, my heart just grieves for you. I'm sitting up here talking with tears. I'm telling you, my heart grieves for the ones that don't want to hear or do the will of God. He was calling. He still has his arms outstretched to God. Okay, at this time, if there is no other hand, I thank God for each and every one that came out tonight. I thank God for you, and I thank God for the word that he sent you. And don't just listen. But listen with an open heart and an open mind and receive what God is saying unto you. And I truly, truly thank God for this day, for this word, for everything that he is saying to you. And the ones who have a heavy heart, don't want to be saved, thinking about it, and don't know how, he said, come unto me, all ye that are laden and are of heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Okay, brother.
Back yes, sir. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I believe I'll say it again. If you get in trouble, you can say, Lord, do it. Because we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it. Because we know you're a doctor. If your heart is heavy, you can say, Lord, Lord, do it. Do it for me. Please, sir, right now. If you read your Bible,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You read the story.
Yes.
About the man that could not see. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
But he heard. Coming by, he just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hands, please lay your hands on me.
Hallelujah.
I heard a blind man say,
Hallelujah.
I know you can do it. You took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. I know you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So here's my little problem, Jesus. Fix it for me. Right now.
Right now.
Amen. Amen. Well, all right, Sister Mary, that concludes our ceremony for the day. If you got any last words, go ahead on before you get out of here.
No, that's it. I just thank God for each and everyone came out, and I just praise that the word reached the heart in everyone.
Amen. Well, just... good sermon today.
Right,
good teaching today.
Yeah.
Good teaching. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Y'all have a blessed
All right.
evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mary. Have a good one. All right, guys. All right, all right.
Xavier McBride, Beat the Heat, Wheel Dogs Birthday Bash, Alabama International Dragway, September 8th and 9th, a $50,000 plus weekend. The Big Payback, Big Boy Racing all weekend long. Log on to Bar Racing now for information. 26-inch heavyweights, 24-inch hard tire, middleweight 26-inch hard tire, 24-inch slicks, and much, much more. 2 days of badass drag racing, September 8th and 9th, Alabama International Dragway. For information, 256-503-8096.
All right, guys. If y'all, we back in. Y'all know what the day is. If y'all got something you want to say right quick, I hit that for one button and we get it going if we got a little something going. I don't know if anybody got anything today, but, you know, we down here at, I'm down here at Darlington. They got the Dunk Killer Easy Money down here, Dunk Master down here. They got one more dunk down there. These boys down here, they're going to quarter mile tonight. Big grudge race tonight. Old Carl's got about 180. Easy Money is about a couple hours away. Of course, he black running late, so I had to shake his car down. I just shook that big dunk down. Me and there shaking that big dunk down. I shook that big dunk down. I didn't get it up to about 162, though. I didn't go all the way. You know, I didn't want to tear up nobody else's stuff, though. But I took it up to 162. That thing, we'll go 180 today, sir. Damn rag top on that was, the wind was getting in there, blowing it up. And I didn't know it was a damn thing for me to take off or not. So I said, shit, ain't going to kill me on these big ragged-ass tires, this big motherfucker. Anyhow, hit the one button if you got anything. If you don't got something, you know me. I'm working tonight. I get on out of here, but... is kid on here? Kid, wheelchair, anybody? Big Jake, Devil Horse? Somebody ought to be on here. What about my Yvette? You on here, Yvette? I talk to my girl Yvette. Y'all don't want to talk. She might be on here and keep me coming. Somebody hit the one. Oh, that kid is. Why you take so long to hit the one button, kid? You know I'll be looking for you, boy.
No, I was up in the front checking out something. I saw something on Facebook, dog. I don't know how true it is or not. You know, I don't know if you might have seen it or not.
What's that?
It's this lady that she worked for Amazon.
Stole all the millions of dollars. Stole all the millions.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, it's
but,
true.
You know,
they caught her down there.
I find it hard to believe. How in the fuck is you done stole or scam this much money, and then you dumbass go out here and go
and
buy
a
Lamborghini? Right,
yeah,
a mansion,
a
Lamborghini,
right,
another car, and you working at Amazon. They don't pay that kind of money at Amazon.
Well, like I said, sometimes it's so much money, you can steal that much money because they're bringing in so much money, and she just got stupid with it, evidently. I know if I had got me a million, I'd have been gone. If I had just got me a million, I'd have been gone.
But you know what, though, Willie, dog?
Talk to me.
That bitch need to find her the highest motherfucking bridge she can find and jump off the motherfucking
off.
Concrete boots on.
Yeah, jump off. Yeah,
you're
jump
the
off.
Dumbest
yeah.
motherfucker
yeah.
that ever shit between two shoes.
Damn, kid. That bad kid?
Yeah. That's about the dumbest motherfucker I ever seen in my life. You need to go somewhere and commit suicide.
Oh, don't ask me about no cars right now. I can't tell you about that if you're talking about getting a car today. I'll get ready with you for tonight, though. Okay. Go ahead, kid.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand that.
Hey, but
how in the fuck
is
you going to buy all this kind of shit and you working at a motherfucking Amazon?
Yeah. But, kid.
You ain't doing nothing but throwing up a red flag. Go ahead.
Now, kid, I'm finna be serious with you, kid. Me and you ain't the smartest motherfuckers in the world. But ain't no way in hell one motherfucker could steal that much money out from Amazon. How is she in charge for that much shit she in charge of? So she can steal that much shit.
I don't know. That's why I say I find it hard to believe.
It don't make no sense, kid. It don't make no sense.
You know, they might have.
$9 million.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stole $9 million, you must have to be over shit $20-30 million worth of shit. There ain't no damn way if you owe that much shit, it's gonna be some check and balance. There ain't no way in the world you get away with that much shit.
Like I said, I find it hard to believe, you know, but man.
Well, I'm gonna say like I said to you, if she stole $9 million, she should at least got a facelift and got a hair done or something, man. That
yeah, well,
like
ugly ass.
Ain't got a dollar, man. Yeah,
right,
well,
like
ugly ass. I swear, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Our folks.
Yeah.
Our people.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah. Well, me and Kid on here. Ain't nobody else on here. We got, 74 people on here. Ain't nobody got nothing to say. Yvette, is my girl on here tonight? I don't know if my girl on here tonight. She ain't on here. I don't know. I see old Gina Epps on here. I ain't going to bother nobody. They don't hit the one button, I don't bother them. I see wheelchair them on here. I ain't gonna bother them. But kid, you got anything else, kid? If they ain't, I'm finna get out of here.
No, you can go and pull the plug.
You know me. You know
me.
Yeah, you know me. I ain't finna stay on here to entertain these motherfuckers if they don't wanna talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right, kid. We'll holler at you later. Have a good
one,
boy.
Yep.